What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Red and Yellow. We're going to be going over YouTube Shorts, what it is, why is it important now that this is happening, and why you should be using it, because this is something totally different. This is not really a new space, but it is something that concerns you. So before we get into the episode, go ahead and like, share, subscribe, send this to somebody that needs a hug, and we'll go ahead and give them the love here. So let's go ahead and get into the Red and Yellow. Welcome to another episode of the Red and Yellow with your host, Tae-John. Here we'll be going over a slew of genres, including music, movies, pop culture, games, and more. If you're interested in following us, go ahead and press that plus button, and we'll be getting into it. Thank you for subscribing to the Red and Yellow. So YouTube Shorts is YouTube's answer to basically TikTok, and why they made a competitor, I think it's because of attention. They need to garner attention back to the app. YouTube has kind of been a drying space. A lot of people have been complaining that there hasn't been any new content, or the content hasn't been hitting the same on all of their different platforms. Instagram posts are boring and repetitive. People think that YouTube is just dry because they only watch two or three people. Instead, they used to get lost in the rabbit hole with 50 other people or 50 other videos. There used to be long conspiracy videos where they go ahead and watch 50 of them, and they would share it with their friends, and their friends would get in on a topic, or they'd find another funny video. Or they'd find another funny video somewhere within the thing. Now, YouTube Shorts has been a thing in the making. I've actually had the beta to it. You've probably seen a couple of the short Trey trips, the Trey short clips that are on the Courage Media Group YouTube channel. I've also created another YouTube channel just to test out these effects. This is actually a old YouTube channel that had died a little bit. I just started the channel, never put anything on it. It's called TDA Artist. That's reference to my at tag, the dedicated artist on all platforms if you want to find me. Now, this is something big because on that TDA Artist channel, I've garnered almost 2.5 plus thousand views on the video. So we're actually going to go ahead and take a look on YouTube. For those that's listening to the audio version, I'm sorry that you can't see it, but this is how we're going to be able to look it up. So if you want to go ahead and take a time, go ahead and pause and look up TDA. That's the letter T as in ta, D as in diddly-doo, and A as in amazing, which is all of you guys. Now, TDA Artist, you know how to spell artist, and we're going to go ahead and go to that channel. Now, look, right here, you can see that off of these videos that I've actually posted to my TikTok that I've edited outside of the TikTok app, some of these videos have hit 400,000 views, or I mean, not 400,000 views, but 400 views, 6.3K views, and 300 views. Those are the top highest ones that I have on this channel. Now, then I do have a couple of questions regarding this platform, because if I go to the videos and I look through all of my different videos that I posted, I can tell that there's something wrong with the algorithm that is not fully fleshed out. Some of these videos deal with anime, while some of them are actually animated, and some of these videos are generally about cartoons. Same stuff that I'll probably talk about here. I'll probably merge some of this content over into the regular Courage Media Group sooner or later. But right here, I've posted like 5 videos and they've only gotten 1 or 2 views. So on the basis of what kickstarts it off, I don't know, because the way that the TikTok algorithm works, that has always worked, is that they kick your video to a small batch of viewers. So maybe they'll ship it to 10, 20, 30, or the first 100 people. And if you get 1 or 2 likes, or if they watch it for more than 10 seconds and it's a 30-second video, they'll boost it again and give it to the next 30 people or the next 200 people. And if it gets 3, 4, 5 likes, then they're going to boost it again and again. On the YouTube short side, it's very hush hush. Nobody really knows what the algorithm is per se, because I've done PS5 videos or PSP, PlayStation videos, and they've gotten tons of boost. But I've also done anime videos up here, which is a very popular topic. Some of these characters that I talk about are very popular, and yet these don't have views. The way these work is that when you're scrolling through the mobile version, because we're on the desktop, you can't see it here, but on the mobile version of YouTube, when you're scrolling, you might see a tray that pops up that says YouTube Shorts or Shorts Beta, and you might see that at the bottom. Now, when you see it, you can actually click on it, and it'll take you through the TikTok style page, and it acts just like Instagram Reels, the way that it has its own tray and it's separated throughout the rest. But if you are a small creator and you want to go ahead and jump on to this, this is what I recommend. Talk about very popular topics, based off of my assumption, things that come and go, whether it's politics, whether it's video games, whether it's money or business. Go ahead and post an hour worth of content. That's 61 minute shorts. That is probably take you 2-3 hours to actually make. It's not that long. Now, if you do that, I guarantee that one of them will hit 300 views. At least one of them will have to hit some type of amount of views. And the thing with YouTube Shorts is that you're going to get way more engagement than you would on a regular YouTube video. For example, this video right here, charging a controller with a controller, is actually a joke. You can't charge a controller with a controller, surprisingly. But I've gotten 5 or 6 comments. Normally, if you go to a YouTube video that's just posted by an undiscovered creator, they'll only have like 2 comments and maybe 10 likes. And that's about it. You know? But now, with this exposure, you can see that I have 6,000 views on this video. Charging a controller with a controller. It's got 243 likes and 11 dislikes. And that's a lot. That's a lot more that I have even on the main Courage Media Group channel. So it's something that should be used. It's something that people should go ahead and see as a viable way to blow up their content. I recommend it highly. If you have edited any content that's outside of the TikTok and Reels app, post it here, because they all work differently. The way that Instagram works is that if there's a popular sound on Instagram, use that sound and you post a video with that. Record it inside of the Instagram app, record it with the popular sound, and then post it. With TikTok, it just has to be an interesting video. It can be recorded on a very bum camera and that thing will blow up. But with YouTube, it's a little bit different and it's still not all the way fleshed out for me to understand or for a majority of other people to understand. All they know is that you post a video and you see what happens when it comes to YouTube. But yeah, that's it on YouTube Shorts. I hope you guys use it. I hope you guys follow us on all social media, Courage Media Group on YouTube. Follow me at Tejan or The Dedicated Artist online. We'd love to see you soon. We'll share the love. Thanks for joining us on The Red and Yellow.
Thanks for subscribing to The Red and Yellow with your host, Tejan. Make sure to expect for more and come back with that same expectation. We hope to see you soon in our next video. Thanks again for watching The Red and Yellow.